But we want to welcome you to another episode of Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey. We got a guest with us today, Miss Courtney Smith. So tonight is going to be somewhat a little informal. You know, she got her littles with her, and we are going to talk about, you know, oftentimes we have to go through various things. Individuals do. Some things go through more than others, or some people go through more things than others. And some struggles are deeper than others and more difficult for others. And sometimes we go through situations where we start as the victim, and we have to figure out how to become the victor. And so it's, I feel, and as do other people feel, that it's important to be able to share those experiences to maybe help somebody else out that's kind of stuck in those situations as well. So we're going to take that time tonight. With that being said, before we get started, as always, want to shout out some of the support. Of course, you know, Living Beauty Florals down there in Jacksonville, Florida. She's always doing her thing with those floral arrangements. Go ahead and hit her up, especially with Easter coming up. Definitely don't be caught slipping. She can definitely hook you up. You can catch her on Facebook, Instagram, and definitely she'll get you right as far as that's concerned. Queen, BZ Cosmetics. They just dropped a new lip liner as well, along with their matte lipsticks and lip glosses and lip scrubs, and so go ahead and check them out as well. A lot of businesses, a lot of companies doing some big things that we share on the page. We definitely want to ask that you show them just as much as love and support as you show us. And then of course Vibe, Voices in Black Empowerment, definitely want to show some love to them and shout out to them as well. You can check them out on Facebook. Definitely looking to see some big things for them here in the upcoming future and the way that they're trying to impact the community. So big ups to them. Definitely appreciate all that they do. And for those of you in the community, we want to be able to show love and support to, you know, entrepreneurs, businesses, authors, artists, my friend CinemaScapes, Black Silhouette Music, does some of the music for the background for the podcast. He just launched a new podcast, Live Cinema Podcast, so I want to encourage you to check that out as well. It's on pretty much every listening platform, Anchor and Spotify. You can check that out as well. Same thing with us here at Reflections. Of course, you the listener, obviously without you guys, we don't go anywhere. We can't do anything. But we've got some big things coming up. We're looking for some individuals to come on board and help with us for some other shows that we're trying to do. So if you're interested, got some ideas for some content, hit us up. We are in the process of building more of a media hub, more of a streaming channel as well. So definitely if you got those ideas, hit us up, get involved. Definitely want to help put you on. But really thank you guys for all the support, all the love. And you know, we picked up listeners in another country this week. Actually picked up listeners down in Mexico this time around, so big ups there. And of course it's because of you guys, the listeners. So we're gonna jump into tonight's episode. We're gonna go ahead and take a minute, and you know, mirrors have three purposes: to show you who you were, show you who you are, and help you become who it is you want to be. So we're gonna go ahead and take a minute. We're gonna face the reflection, face the man in the mirror, and see if we can't become better than what it was that we started today. So with that being said, Courtney, I appreciate you joining us, and before we even get started, I appreciate you being willing to share your story. You know, I know it's definitely not easy. Regardless of what a person goes through, but when somebody goes through something, it's definitely not easy to be able to share that, especially share it in a way that you're sharing it with a bunch of people you don't know. You know, and sometimes I've learned that it's even more difficult to share it with people that you do know, as opposed to people that you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Problems in relationships, coping mechanisms, emotional things. For me, I know, like, when I was raised and stuff, it took me 4 years to ever come out and say anything to anyone about it. And it was just something that I kind of suffered in silence about because I felt ashamed. I feel like that's a big thing for a lot of women who go through rape and things like that. You know, there's a lot of shame to it, a lot of hush-hush. Nobody really talks about it. I feel like there are a lot of platforms, like even when I was a teenager, we didn't have the Me Too movement, but there are other things that let you know you can speak out about it, but you just don't. And it's a stigma. Like, even when I did speak about it, no support. There was no family coming in. It was, you go see a counselor once a week. The state had to do that. You know what I mean? They mandated it.
Right. So let me interject real quick, because you're saying, you know, when I had to talk about it, when I had to address it, when I brought it up, what is it? What is the elephant in the room? So those that are watching that don't know you know what you're talking about.
So I was raped for 4 years by a family member. And I guess the biggest thing for me is I was 11 years old, you know, and it happened right before I went to high school. I think I got sick of it. I got sick of carrying it. It was like too much weight on my shoulders. As like a 14-year-old, everything else in my life was spiraling. Like, I had gotten into bad habits because of the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
It just got to a point where it was like, if I don't speak up, like, I don't see my future going anywhere. So it's kind of like you reached bottom and there's nowhere to go but up.
Mm-hmm. When you started, when you made the decision to start reaching out, was it encouraged? Like, did you have people in your corner, or at first was it just you reaching out for help?
Honestly, when I reached out for help, it was more like I was getting in trouble for something, like my behavior. My parents were like, let's put her up pins, let's do this, she's out of control. And it was like, I knew why I was out of control. Mm-hmm. Emotionally, like, I knew something wasn't right because of the trauma. So at that point, I told my parents kind of like an ultimatum. You either get me help, we face this together, or I'm just going to do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of was the kicker for
me. Okay. So you were able to, ultimately able to reach out, able to get some help.
Yeah, the Child Advocacy Center, actually, I love that place so much. I spent years going to counseling there as a child, and they are so helpful, so kind, so open. The detective I talked to when, like, I had to do my initial intake report and all that, he was amazing, too.
Okay. And just to, you know, I just want to, you know, address a comment that somebody put, you know, somebody put on the Facebook page asking if it was an appropriate comment or a discussion for young children. One thing that we're trying to do, especially because you do have both of your kids there, is that we are trying to have the discussion, but being very generalized in the approach, so it is appropriate. You know, so those that are listening, those that are watching, understand that we are taking into consideration that, you know, she does have her kids there, you know, as well. So, please keep that in mind. So, you know, we're not going to go way off into left field and start talking about, you know, some kind of crazy detail, you know, as far as that's concerned as well. So when you started, when you ultimately started reaching out for help and, you know, kind of, it was almost one of those things where the difficulties that you were facing caused you to have to reach out for help. Once you got to that point, did you feel like it was helping right away?
No, definitely not at all. It didn't feel like it was helping until probably like at least 6 months into the process.
Okay.
Because at first, like, when you go to therapy, like for me anyway, you kind of just talk day-to-day stuff. It's kind of like just going to a friend's and kicking back. At least as a kid, that's what the Child Advocacy Center did for me.
Okay.
So that way you get more comfortable. You don't actually, like, start working through your trauma and the things you've been through until way after. They have, like, a whole treatment plan. So it's definitely not something that as soon as you say something, everything's fixed, everything's better. It takes time. Like, even now, it's been, like, 10 years since it happened, and there's still different aspects. Like, for me, I got PTSD, so I still have to face that every day, deal with that challenge, the different things that it brings. So it's not definitely just you talked about it, you went to counseling, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, depending on how traumatic it was, it can be a lifelong thing.
Okay. So have you found, you said it was about 6 months until you really started, you know, really feeling like, you know, there was some change, there was that turning point for you. Is it something, you know, you referenced PTSD, so is this something that you still actively have to seek out some type of therapy or counseling for, or?
Oh, definitely. Like, okay. There'll be months where I'm, like, fine. I'm having, like, good days most of my days. I'm great. Everything's spectacular. And then there'll be something, like, it could be something as little as I got uncomfortable in a room with someone or something happened that made certain feelings resurface, and then it kind of just brings you back. And it's not even, like, a total depression, but there could be a couple of days where you're just all in your movie. You're emotional. But for me, I find it best to seek a counselor and actively see them. Like, even when you are feeling good, it's so easy to not feel good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, kind of proactive.
Right. Okay. So you kind of, you've learned your own triggers then?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
And that's basically what it's about. It's about learning the things that are going to set you back, the people, anything like that. Because it's really what you surround yourself with. In your mindset about it, because if you dwell in it and you just live in your trauma,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard to just be happy and feel lighter. You're okay. Are you stuck? Hold on. Keep your legs over here.
No, you're fine. I understand. You know, I appreciate you taking the time and wanting to share. And, you know, I know, you know, especially as a single mom, it's difficult. And, you know, not only do you have the challenges of what you've had to overcome, but, you know, you got the challenges of your littles, you know, and I definitely can appreciate that. And I appreciate the ability to be able to have the conversation even, you know, with them around in a manner that, you know, can be productive. You know, now are the resources that you've used to kind of turn those negative situations and start working into a positive, have they been local? Have you been able to get that help locally and those resources locally?
Definitely. Unfortunately, like, I know, like, obviously we have the county building and they help tremendously with a lot of single moms.
Oh, thank you, buddy. That's so sweet.
They help a lot in certain circumstances, unfortunately, because I worked for the county and I have, like, a higher pay wage. Even through all this, like, I can't get any help from them.
Okay.
But I know, like, I have a domestic abuse support counselor, and he's tremendous. Community Action is absolutely phenomenal. With people who have been through similar things like that. So there are tons of resources locally. I guess it's really all depends on what you make and what situation you're actually in.
Okay.
I have so many moms out here all the time.
How important have your kids been to the process for you and like as a foundational strength for you?
They're basically it. They're definitely my rock. One thing to keep you pushing, because, like, even the bad days when you want to give up, you know, there's still bedtime stories to be read,
mm-hmm.
there's still baths to be given, dinner to be made, so they kind of give you the reminder that it never stops, so even when you want to stop, life doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I know. I've talked to a lot of people and people that I'm very close to, and they've been in situations where it's been their child that has been what has saved them. You know, their exact words. You know, my daughter saved me from whatever I was going through, my lifestyle, my struggle, my past, my, you know, whatever it was. You know, and I know my reason for waking up in the morning starts with my son. You know, at the end of the day, it's to make sure that I can create a better situation for him. You know, so definitely understand that. Now, have you found when you notice your triggers that, is it difficult sometimes to maintain mom mode, so to speak?
Sometimes. At this point, I have, like, a pretty good hold on it. Like, I know, like, even if I'm triggered, like, like you kind of said, they save you, they keep you grounded.
Mm-hmm.
You just focus on them. Like, I know there have been times where I've even, like, gone into the grocery store and I feel anxious a little bit. But, like, I'm with them, so, you know what I mean? You have a bigger priority than yourself at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of overcomes the trigger. Yeah, I see your painting. You're doing really good, buddy. Keep going. Uh-oh, that's okay. Keep going.
So I know now it's one thing to make the decision to get help, you know, or to seek counseling, or to make the decision that, hey, I don't really know how to get over whatever this obstacle is, but I know that I need to go somewhere to get some type of help to get past it. It's one thing to make that decision internally for yourself. It's another thing to say, hey, I want to be vocal about my struggles so I can help somebody else. What made you decide to become vocal?
I guess it's after being silent for so long.
Okay.
Like, when I finally was able to talk about what happened to me and not feel ashamed about it, it was like a thrilling moment, because it's like, oh wow, like I feel so much lighter, I feel so much better, like I don't have my entire universe waiting on my shoulders anymore. And like, even now, like, I know, like, sometimes I'll bring it up, people are like, oh, like, you don't have to go into details, like, we don't, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what happened to you, and it's like, I don't mind sharing, because I wish somebody would have shared more with me.
Okay.
Like, I remember there was a time I was sitting in class in high school, and I had overheard, like, two girls talking about it, and they're like, oh, like, something similar happened to us, like, that, and I was like, oh, wow. Like, here I thought it was a singular issue, completely alone, like thinking I'm crazy, you know what I mean? And
right.
Like, something's completely wrong with me because it's happened, but really, it's such a bigger issue, and even mental health altogether is such a bigger issue than what we portray.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something to teach more in high school. Like, you have health class, and you have where they tell you about, like, date rape drugs and stuff like that, but I don't think they get into enough about mental health and the different situations that you can get in.
Mm-hmm.
How to get yourself out of them.
Right. Yeah, no, I definitely, you know, as far as from a generalized perspective, you know, where mental health is concerned, we can definitely go through circumstances and situations that, if we're not careful, can almost cause a downward spiral and almost become an anchor, and we begin to feel like we're down. One thing that I have been myself personally, in ministry, I get critiqued on a lot because I tend to be extremely transparent about my life. The good, the bad, the ugly, the stuff I wish I could forget, the stuff I'm not proud of, like all those types of things. I'm extremely transparent about it. Obviously, I tailor the delivery based on my audience, you know, because obviously you have to, I can't go to all the details if I have an 8-year-old as opposed to a room full of adults. You know, obviously I got to tailor the delivery different. However, I believe that if you're not honest and transparent about hitting rock bottom and being able to climb out of the mud, then other people don't know you can't climb. You can climb out of the mud. You know, some people think that that's all there is, so why keep trying? And
exactly. Like, once you hit rock bottom, like, there is no coming back. Like, okay, I've lost everything. There's nothing else for me to take care of. Your brother, please.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, like, it was such a struggle going through that as a child. You color on that one for a minute. And then I finally reached that point where, you know, after therapy, after years of figuring out all the trauma, where I was like, okay, I'm good now. Like, I've reached the top. Like, this is what's called living. And then sometimes you hit rock bottom again.
Mm-hmm.
Back out. So it's like, okay, so I went from victim Mommy. To now I'm on top. Mommy. Yes, honey.
I want you to rip that
thing down. Okay, I'll rip it out in just a second. You go from I'm a victim and now I'm back on top to like, okay, now I've hit bottom again.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was just a couple months ago. It's like, okay, I feel like I have to start all over.
Right.
I've come to realize sometimes starting over is actually like the best thing you can do, and sometimes reaching bottom and humbling yourself a little bit to like, hey, I don't have everything together.
Right.
But how can I build on that, and how can I become better? Because there's so many reasons to be better. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And you know, I definitely appreciate it. And you know, I definitely want us to be able to have, you know, more of a detailed discussion, you know, about it in the future. Obviously, you know, it would be one where, you know, wouldn't want the kids around, because I would want us to get into a little more detail, about circumstances and you know, situation. But I think that it is important that individuals realize that regardless of what they're going through, you know, and even if not that your situation in any way, shape, or form was your fault. So don't misunderstand my next statement. And I don't want people listening to understand my next statement. But I think that sometimes, like, even if we've caused our situation that caused us to hit rock bottom, we get stuck there and we feel like, oh, well, it's my fault. I don't deserve to get out of it. And even if it's not your fault, sometimes you feel like it is. Like, somehow you caused it. You must be the problem. You must be the issue, you know. And it, you know, this self-esteem issue, these depressions, these self-image issues, and you stay stuck there. And I think it's important to recognize that, you know, regardless of all that, you don't have to be ashamed of it. Somebody else is going through it. Somebody else has gone through it. Somebody else has been successful getting through it, you know, and that you can too, and that there's people that are here that will listen and that will reach out and that will help, and you know, that you don't have to do it by yourself. I think that's important. And even if you have to start by yourself, you don't have to finish by yourself.
Like the expression, like, it takes a village. Like, I know they say that to raise a child, and that's so true there, but it's really true in mental health too. Like, if you are struggling, like, reach out to somebody, like, get help, and don't feel ashamed about it, because really, so many, more than probably not, have reached out for mental health problems and things like that. I know self-blame is like a huge issue for a lot of things that happen to us. When something bad happens, it's like, oh, how could I have avoided this? Like, I could have done this and that differently. And really, it's not about who's to blame. It's about, yeah, just getting up and trying harder the next day, because every day is a new day to be better, to strive for better. And there's so many resources and options out there.
Well, definitely. Well, Courtney, I appreciate it. You know, definitely. Thank you very much for your time. I'm gonna let you go ahead and tend to the little ones. But I definitely want to do, you know, in the near future here, we'll get together again. Maybe, you know, yourself and a few other individuals, where we can have more of a detailed and more of a candid discussion, on some of these things. Because I think it's important. I think it's important to talk about the thought processes that took place with, you know, when you came to terms with that moment of, I've got to get some help for this, or that moment where this isn't my fault, you know, that type of thing. And or the minute where, you know, how do I talk to family about this? How do I talk to my loved ones about this? I definitely think that topic of discussion, is needed for a lot of people. And I think it has to be much more candid. I'd rather do that, you know, without the littles around, personally. Definitely. But I appreciate it so much. We will let you go and tend to the littles here, and I will finish out the show. But thank you so much for your time. All right, have a good night, Courtney.
Bye.
But again, we want to thank Courtney for joining us tonight, you know, and her little ones there, a little rambunctious. But we definitely, it's definitely conversation that needs to take place. You know, we struggle with some things, and people go through things, and it's hard because people feel alone. And you know, I appreciate her willingness to speak, her willingness to be there for other people, and to be able to be a voice and to let people know, hey, you're not alone. You don't have to do this on your own. And like she mentioned just at the end there, self-image tends to be a big issue when it comes to abuse. And you know, I can thankfully say that that's not something that I've personally experienced. You know, but I know several people that have, and watching them struggle and watching them push and drive and try to overcome that in their life is sometimes it's not easy as the bystander, as somebody that's trying to be supportive. And so we definitely want to be able to help in that regard and provide that safe place for discussion. So that's definitely something that we will look at doing in the future, so we can have more of a candid discussion, because with the little ones there, we definitely didn't want to get into too much detail as well. But we thank you guys very much for tuning in. Wanted to take just a minute and talk about some things that are upcoming for the podcast. So essentially we are establishing a media hub, a channel, looking at doing a full-fledged streaming channel down the line, but we are looking for some individuals to get involved, as far as content creators, people that can host shows, be part of shows that we already do and new ones that we have in the works. So if you are interested, want to ask that you contact us and, you know, message us with your ideas or your thoughts or your desire to participate, because we would definitely love to consider having you become part of the team, you know, as far as that's concerned. So definitely want to, you know, reach out as far as that's concerned. Also, want to encourage you to check out our house call every Thursday night at 7:30, our panel discussion. We have five of us that are generally regulars, and then we have, you know, we'll have periodic guests. But we're always looking for ideas and topics that you guys would like to discuss, whether it be on house call or even on the reflections on the podcast. So again, we want to encourage you to get involved there, because we want to be engaged and involved with you as the listener and as the audience. So really appreciate your time, really appreciate your feedback. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I know tonight was a little short, you know, unexpected with the littles, you know, they're being a little rambunctious. But like I said, just from a generalized perspective, being able to go through what you're going through, realize that it's okay if you're struggling. It's okay to acknowledge that you need help and that you're going through things, and you can get that help. You can reach out. You can always reach out to us on the Facebook page. By all means, send us a message. We'll be glad to you know, talk with you, and if we can't do anything for you, we can definitely point you, or you know, find somewhere to point you to try to get you the help, because we definitely want to be there. Definitely appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for all the love and all the support. Ask that you know, continue to help us out there. Check out the YouTube page, the Facebook page. You can find us on any one of those listening platforms: Anchor, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Audible, all that. You know, you can check us out. So definitely appreciate the support, you guys, and we'll catch you next week on Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey. You have a good night.